Welcome to this demonstration of the iPhone 5C. And in this demonstration, I'm going to take you through a physical description of the phone itself. We'll then go through the setup process for a new iPhone 5C in this case. And then I'll remind you about some of the voiceover gestures when we get to the main home screen of the iPhone. So just a few notes about the iPhone 5C. Remember that it comes in quite a few different colours, i.e. 5. The iPhone 5C itself is slightly thicker than the iPhone 5. And it does have a polycarbonate back now versus the previous iPhone 5, which had the metal backing in the middle and the glass insert at the top and the bottom, or indeed the 4S and the 4, which had the glass back. And I must say that the polycarbonate backing, or the shell at the back of the phone, feels extremely nice in your hand. It certainly does not feel cheap. The phone itself feels quite solid. And the general controls are in exactly the same place as on previous iPhones, i.e. the iPhone 5. So let me give you a general description of the iPhone 5C. The one that I've currently got in my hand is the white iPhone 5C. And of course, it comes preloaded, as of this recording, with iOS 7. So if we come to the top edge of the phone, on the right-hand side, we have the power on off button. On the left hand edge towards the top, we have the slide switch for mute and unmute sound. So if I flick it down towards the back of the phone, it'll vibrate. If I flick it up, I've unmuted the sound. Below that switch is a separate volume up and volume down buttons, and they feel quite comfortable to press and release. They're very responsive buttons. On the right hand side of the phone, in the middle, you have the little nano SIM tray that you need a paperclip for, or if you still have your SIM ejection tool, you can pop that into the little hole, pop out your SIM tray, and that's where you put your SIM card into the iPhone 5C. I come down to the bottom edge of the phone. On the left-hand side, we have the 3.5mm headphone jack, then a microphone hole. The lightning connector is in the middle. That's the small connector now, as if the previous iPhone 5. And the right-hand side at the bottom edge is the speaker grill. If we come to the front face of the iPhone 5C itself, of course we have the multi-touch glass surface where you interact with the phone. And towards the top middle edge, you have a little indent, which is the speaker grill. And of course, located around that area too, is the front-facing camera. And then down the bottom in the middle, we have the round indented home button. If I turn the phone over, on the back left hand edge towards the top, we have the rear facing camera. And I'll just make a note here for totally blind folks. The iPhone 5, you could actually feel the very smooth Apple logo in the middle of the iPhone. In the iPhone 5C, the Apple logo is part of the polycarbonate shell itself, so you can't feel it. Okay, so I'm going to turn the phone over. Okay, so I'm going to turn the iPhone 5C now on. So I'm going to come to the top right hand side edge and press in the power on button for 2 seconds. I'm holding it in now. 1, 2, and then I've released it. And normally it takes around about 15 seconds for the iPhone 5C to start up. And I know it started up on my particular one because I've got it plugged into my little speakers here, and I just heard the speaker click when the phone turned itself on. If you want to know a tactile way to see if the phone's on or not, I just press the side switch for the mute control towards the back of the phone on the left-hand side edge, remember, above the volume up button, and it vibrated. So I know the phone's actually turned on because it vibrated. So if I do that again now, I flick the switch to the front of the phone and towards the back, I've got the vibrate. Okay, so if I press my home button three times, I should be able to turn on VoiceOver. One, two, three.
VoiceOver on.
Okay, so I've turned VoiceOver on. Now, what you're going to hear when I press the home button to wake up the iPhone to start the setup process on the iPhone 5C, I'm actually going to get a couple of things spoken on the screen. The first item is a word, that's actually the word hello, spoken in different languages by a VoiceOver. Then there'll be a setup button, which will be also spoken in that same language, of course, and then an information button. So what the trick is to keep yourself on the setup button, because you don't really need to know what the different languages are for the word hello. Then you one finger double tap and start the setup process. And what I'm going to do to this particular screen is that because the screen will go to sleep every 10 seconds, I normally keep flicking to the left and then back to the right to be on the setup button again to keep the screen awake. So I'm going to press the home button now.
Hello.
That's hello. One finger flick to the right.
Slide to setup.
Okay, that's setup. And one finger back to the left.
Hola.
One finger back to the right.
Mirasan 설정하기.
Leave it there.
화동 라이 设定.
One finger flick back to the left.
Hello.
One finger flick back to the right.
일단 미리 리라드.
Just wait. Finger back to the left.
Hola.
Finger back to the right.
Deslizar para configurar.
And I'm flicking left and right. Finger back to the left.
Hi.
Finger flick back to the right.
Scoop for at instilling. Otakalt turn li uttamalla.
Finger flick back to the left.
Hi.
Finger back to the right.
Shiv for configurera. Lisker per configurer.
Okay, back to the left.
Kala.
Back to the right.
Slide to setup.
There we go. One finger double tap.
Setup. Australian English.
Okay, Australian English. Now, if I flick to the right,
English.
I've got English, and I flick to the right again.
Français.
Okay, I can select the different languages for the iPhone. So I'm going to one finger flick back to the left.
English. Australian English.
And one finger double tap on Australian.
Setting. Set up. Back. Back button.
Okay, so it's gone from the Samantha voice now to the Australian compressed Karen voice. You just heard it said the back button, so one finger double tap to go back to select a different language. So one finger flick to the right.
Select your country or region. Heading, Australia.
Okay, I'm just flicking through.
More countries and regions. Heading.
Okay, and I'm fine for Australia, so I'm going to one finger flick back to the left.
Australia.
One finger double tap to select Australia.
Back. Back button.
And we land on the back button again for the next screen. One finger flick to the right.
Choose a Wi-Fi network. Heading.
Choose a Wi-Fi network.
Able. Secure. Signal strength 72%.
Now, for these purposes, and because I'm sitting here at work, I'm actually going to skip this step.
Signal strength 58%.
Because I've already got my live SIM card in the phone already. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Texpo. VA employee. VA guest. Choose another network. Use mobile connection. Button.
And I've got a button here to use mobile connection. So one finger double tap.
Back. Back button. Next.
Now, I've landed on the back button again for the next screen, but let me just do one finger flick to the right.
Location services.
One finger flick back to the left.
Back. Back button.
And there's the back button. It's just because the screen was updating, it didn't read that back button. So one finger flick to the right for location services heading.
Location services. Heading.
And I'll keep flicking to the right.
Enable location services.
Okay, enable location services.
Disable location services.
Disable location services.
What is location services?
What is location services?
Location services allows maps and other apps to gather and use data indicating your approximate location.
One finger flick to the right again.
About location services. Button.
And that's it, okay? About location services button. And that's it. So one finger flick back to the left to get to enable location services on my one.
Location what is location? Disable location services. Enable location services.
And I'm going to enable it on mine. So one finger double tap to enable, of course using
set
VoiceOver.
Up back. Back button.
On the back button again to go back to the previous screen. One finger flick to the right.
Set up your iPhone. Heading. Set up as new iPhone.
Set up as new iPhone. One finger flick to the right.
Restore from iCloud backup.
Restore from iCloud backup.
Restore from iTunes backup.
Restore from iTunes backup.
What does restoring do? Heading.
What does restoring do?
Your personal data and purchased content will appear on your device, automatically.
One finger flicked through it again. And that's it. Now for this demonstration, I'm actually going to set this iPhone 5C up as a new iPhone. So I'm going to one finger flick back to the left.
What does restore from iTunes backup? Restore from iCloud backup. Set up as new iPhone.
Okay, set up as new iPhone, one finger double tap.
Sign in, create a free Apple ID.
Okay, so that's landed on create a free Apple ID. If I do one finger flick back to the left.
Sign in with your Apple ID.
And again.
Apple ID, heading, back. Back button.
Okay, there's the back button again. So I've one finger flicked to the right.
Apple ID. Heading. Sign in with your Apple ID. Create a free Apple ID. Skip this step. Button. What is an Apple ID? Heading. An Apple ID is your secure login for just about everything you do with Apple.
Of course, I'm just one
Apple.
Finger flicking to the right.
Get access to the best selection of apps with the App Store. Shop for music, movies, TV shows and more in the iTunes Store. Access your music, photos, contacts, calendars and more on all your devices. Communicate with friends using iMessage and FaceTime. Play multiplayer games and track achievements with Game Center. Shop for your favorite books with iBooks. Some features, applications, and services are not available in all areas.
And that's it. Okay, just heard the boing from VoiceOver, so there's nothing more on the screen. So I'm going to choose login with my Apple ID. I don't need to create a new one. So one finger flick back to the left.
Shop for your play multi, communicate, access your music, shop for music, get access to the best select, an Apple ID is your, what is an Apple ID? Skip this step, create a free Apple ID, sign in with your Apple ID.
And I'm going to sign in with my Apple ID, so one finger double tap.
Apple ID, text field, is editing, example, at iCloud.com.
And I've got the on-screen keyboard on the screen. Now by default, VoiceOver is in standard typing mode, and that's where you find a letter by doing this.
F, R, D.
Okay, I found a D. Now to put it in, as in put it into the edit field for the Apple ID username, I have then have to one finger double tap anywhere on the screen.
D.
To put that letter in. But if I do a two finger rotate, so if I put two fingers on the screen at 9 and 3 and then turn them as if I was turning a dial or the hands on a clock. So my left finger's going from 9 to 10, and my right finger's going from 3 to 4.
Words.
I can turn a dial or the rotor and to get to what's called typing mode.
Speech rate, containers, headings, edit, typing mode.
Okay, and there's typing mode. Now if I do one finger flick down.
Touch typing.
I've changed it from standard typing to touch typing. So now when I find a letter on the screen.
D. S. A.
S. A.
Alpha.
Take my finger off.
A.
It puts the letter in straight away. And I'll leave that mode on now to do the rest of this demonstration. So I'm going to pause the recording and I'm going to type in my Apple ID username. So I've typed in my Apple ID. If I flick to the right.
Password required. Secure. Text field.
Double tap on
double
the text
tap
field.
To edit. Insertion point at end.
And type in my password from my Apple ID. Now when you're typing into the password field, you'll hear a click every time a character goes in, but it will also echo on the on-screen keyboard what letters you're putting in. So I'm just going to pause my recording and put my password in. Okay, so I'll put my password in. So if I do one finger flick to the right of my password field.
Use different Apple IDs for iCloud and iTunes. Button.
Use different Apple IDs for iCloud and iTunes, and now I don't have to do that because they're both exactly the same. One finger flick to the right.
Forgot Apple ID or password.
And again, one finger flick to the right. I'm back down to the keyboard. So if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Use different Apple password. Apple ID. Apple ID. Next. Button.
Okay, and one finger double tap on next.
In progress. Back. Back button.
Okay, there's our good old friend the back button again for the next screen. One finger flick to the right.
Terms and conditions. Sent by email.
Okay, and of course I'm just one finger flicking to the right here.
Important. Please read the following terms before using your iOS device. By using your iOS device, you're agreeing to be bound.
Now I'm going to actually scroll the screen up with a three finger flick up with VoiceOver.
Rows 4 to 8 of 8.
And touch towards the bottom right hand side of the touchscreen.
Agree. Button.
And one finger double tap on agree.
Terms and conditions.
One finger flick to the right.
I agree to the iOS, iCloud and Game Center terms and conditions and the Apple privacy policy. Cancel. Button. Agree. Button.
Okay, and I was just one finger flicking to the right then. One finger double tap on the agree button.
In progress. iCloud heading.
Okay, there's an iCloud heading. Now, if I do one finger flick back to the left, there's nothing. Okay, so if I do one finger flick to the right.
Use iCloud.
Let's use iCloud. One finger flick to the right.
Don't use iCloud.
Don't use iCloud.
What is iCloud? Heading.
And here's an explanation of what is iCloud. One finger flick to the right.
iCloud lets you access your music, photos, contacts, calendars and more on all of your devices, automatically.
One finger flick to the right again.
About iCloud. Button.
About iCloud, and of course if I do one more finger flick to the right, that's the end of the screen. So one finger flick back to the left to get back to use iCloud.
iCloud lets, what is iCloud? Don't use iCloud.
Okay, that's the don't use iCloud button if you want to use that one. So one more finger flick back to the left.
Use iCloud.
Let's use iCloud, one finger double tap.
Use find back, back button.
And there's our friend the back button again, the next screen. One finger flick to the right.
Find my iPhone, heading.
This is find my iPhone.
Use find my iPhone.
Okay, let's use my iPhone button.
Don't use find my iPhone.
And of course that's the don't use iPhone button. So one finger flick to the right again to find out more about it.
What is find my iPhone, heading. Find my iPhone allows you to locate, lock and erase your iPhone if you lose it. Your Apple ID and password will also be required before anyone can erase or reactivate it. About find my iPhone button.
Okay, of course there's about find my iPhone and one finger flick to the right. Of course we can't go any further. So one finger flick back to the left and I'm actually going to choose use find my iPhone because I find it extremely useful.
Find my iPhone, what is find my iPhone? Don't use find my iPhone.
Okay, there's don't use find my iPhone. One finger flick back to the left again.
Use find my iPhone.
Use find my iPhone. One finger double tap.
Back. Back button.
There's our friend the back button again. Next screen. One finger flick to the right.
Next. Button.
There's the next button. Now I'm going to do one finger flick to the right again.
iMessage and FaceTime. Heading.
This is about iMessage and FaceTime.
Let other people reach you at. Heading.
And this is let other people reach you at. And if I do one finger flick to the right.
Selected. +61400.
Okay, I've just stopped it. And that's the beginning of my mobile number for iMessage, etc. Because this is currently coming off my existing Apple ID. So if I keep flicking through quickly.
Selected. David not selected. David, new outgoing messages, FaceTime, and FaceTime audio calls will be sent from +61400.
And that's about FaceTime and my mobile number.
What are iMessage and FaceTime? Heading.
What are iMessage and FaceTime? And if I do another one finger flick to the right.
People can contact you on all your devices via iMessage and FaceTime using your phone number or your email addresses.
One finger flick to the right again. And that's it for the screen. Okay, so I'm going to go and choose the next button. So one finger flick back to the left.
What are iMessage and FaceTime? New outgoing message. Selected. 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 Let other people reach you at iMessage and next. Button.
Okay, there's the next button. One finger double tap.
In progress. Create a passcode.
Okay, it wants me to create a passcode for the phone. Now if I do one finger flick back to the left. Can't go any further. So one finger flick to the right.
Enter a four-digit passcode.
Enter a four-digit passcode.
Don't add passcode. Button.
Or don't add a passcode button.
One.
And here's the keypad. Now because I'm in touch typing mode, all I have to do is find the number and take my finger off. If you left yourself in standard typing mode, you would have to locate the number, take your finger off the screen, and then one finger double tap to put that number in. So I'm going to put a PIN number in mine now. 1320.
1320.
Okay, and I'll touch towards the top of the screen.
Create a passcode. Re-enter your passcode.
It says re-enter passcode, so I'm going to finger flick to the right.
1.
And I'm back to the on-screen keyboard. So if I put in my new passcode, 1320.
1320. Set up Siri. Heading.
And then I've got a new heading that says set up Siri. So if I one finger flick back to the left, top of the screen, one finger flick to the right.
Use Siri.
That's a use Siri. That's a button.
Don't use Siri.
And of course, don't use Siri. If I do one finger flick to the right again, we find more about Siri.
What is Siri? Heading. Siri helps you get things done just by asking. You can make a phone call, send a message, dictate a note, or check the weather. Siri sends information like your voice input, contacts, and location to Apple to process your requests. About Siri. Button.
That's about Siri, and of course, one more finger flick to the right, and that's the end of the screen. So one finger flick back to the left, and I'm going to choose Use Siri.
Siri helps you get things done just by asking, what is Siri? Don't use Siri.
That's the Don't Use Siri button.
Use Siri.
And that's the Use Siri button. One finger double tap.
Auto map back. Back button.
And there's our friend, the back button. On the next screen, one finger flick to the right.
Diagnostics. Heading.
Diagnostics.
Automatically send.
Okay, automatically send, or of course...
Don't send.
Don't send. One finger flick to the right.
Diagnostics and usage. Heading.
And here's information about diagnostics.
Help Apple improve its products and services by automatically sending diagnostic and usage data. Diagnostic data may include location.
Okay, and of course, again, I'm flicking to the right each time the speech stops reading to me to go to the next item. So one finger flick to the right again.
About diagnostics and privacy. Button.
It's about diagnostics and privacy, and of course... One finger flick to the right, we can't go any further. So I'm going to choose Send Diagnostics. So one finger flick back to the left.
Help Apple improve diagnostics and use Don't Send.
It's Don't Send.
Automatically Send.
Automatically Send. One finger double tap.
Registration. Back. Back button.
Registration screen. The back button again. One finger flick to the right.
Registration. Heading.
One finger flick to the right.
Next. Button. Register with Apple. Switch button. On.
That's register with Apple.
Double tap to toggle setting. On.
It's on by default.
Register this device to your Apple ID to stay up to date on product information and get faster access to support. Heading.
Okay, this is information about registering. One finger flick to the right. And that's it. So one finger flick back to the left.
Register with Apple. Switch button. On.
Okay, so to turn that
double tap to toggle
off,
setting.
I just do a one finger double tap as the hint currently said to me with VoiceOver. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left.
Next.
And I'm just going to choose the next button. One finger double tap.
Welcome to iPhone.
It said welcome to iPhone. One finger flick back to the left first, and I can't go any further on the screen. One finger flick to the right.
Get started button.
Let's get started button. Let's see if there's any more on the screen. One finger flick to the right. That's it. Okay, so one finger double tap, and we should hopefully be able to now get started using our iPhone 5C. One finger double tap.
Home. Messages. Messages notification. Messages. You have 5 new messages notifications.
Yeah, my phone has been busy while I've actually had my SIM card out of my previous iPhone. Okay, so we're now at the initial home screen. So I'm on the messages icon. You basically have a grid of icons or apps. And at the top of the screen, you have the status bar item for information about battery level, Wi-Fi, connectivity, your carrier, clock, etc. And then down the bottom, on all of your main home screens, you have 4 apps that are preset. But let me start from messages. So it's the top left hand side of the screen below the status line. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Calendar. Monday, the 30th of September.
Okay, there's a calendar.
Photos. One photo stream update. Camera.
Camera.
Double tap to open.
And of course, every time I pause, it's going to say one finger double tap to open, but it's going to keep one finger flicking through.
Weather.
Weather.
Clock.
Clock.
Maps.
Maps.
Videos.
Videos.
Notes.
Notes.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Stocks.
Stocks.
Game Center.
Game Center.
Newsstand.
Newsstand.
iTunes Store.
iTunes Store.
App Store.
App Store.
Passbook.
Passbook.
Compass.
Compass.
Settings.
Settings.
Page 1 of 2.
That's
adjustable.
Page 1 of 2 because there's 2 screens.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, so I want to go to the next page. I could do one finger swipe up and that would take me to the next page. One finger flick to the right again.
Phone.
And here's the
double
bottom 4
open.
Icons on the screen. So the bottom left-hand one is phone.
Mail.
Then mail.
Double tap to open.
To the right again.
Safari.
Safari. Web browser.
Double tap to open. Music.
Music. Then music
Double
player.
Tap to open.
And of course, if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Safari. Mail. Phone. Page 1 of settings. Compass. Passbook. App Store. iTunes. Newsstand. Game Center. Stocks. Reminders. Notes. Videos. Maps. Clock. Weather. Camera, photos, calendar, messages, 5
okay,
and red
I'm
messages.
I'm back to the beginning of my icons on my main
open.
Home screen. And of course, I can just also drag my finger around the screen. So if I touch the screen towards the top.
Messages, 5 and red messages.
Drag my finger across.
Calendar, Monday, the 30th, photos, 1 photo stream, camera.
Okay, and
double
so
tap
on.
To
or
open.
I could just drag my finger down the screen.
Videos, Game Center, Passbook, music.
Okay, to get right down
double
to the bottom to music. So again, for orientation purposes, if I come down to my physical home button down towards the bottom of the screen, tap my finger up.
Mail. Mail.
There's mail. To
phone.
The left. Phone.
Mail. Safari.
Safari.
Music.
Music. And that was just me dragging my
double
finger across the
open.
Bottom of the screen. And of course, to get to the status area at the top, If I take my finger up to the top of the screen, find the grill, take my finger down.
1:15 p.m. Status bar item.
There's the status bar.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the control center. Double tap to scroll to top.
So as it said, three fingers to pull down the notification center. Three finger flick up to open the control center where you can turn things on and off, such as Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. And a one finger double tap if you need to scroll up a list. And of course, if I one finger flick to the left.
4G, status bar item.
This is my status
bar. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Telstra mobile network, 5 of 5 bars.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Telstra mobile network, 4G, 1:16 p.m. Bluetooth on, 87% battery power. Status bar item.
Okay, and that's it, I can't go any further. So flicking back to the left will take me right across to that 5 of 5 bars and I can't go any further. And flicking to the right here, past the battery status, I can't go any further there either. So to get back to the rest of the screen, I can just take my finger and touch another part of the screen.
Messages. 5 and red messages.
And now I can flick left and right to open up an app. So for example, let me just quickly open up weather.
Calendar.
Flicking through with one finger to the right.
Camera. Weather.
One finger double tap on weather.
Alert. Weather would like to use your current location.
Okay, weather would like to use my current location. That's fine. One finger flick to the right.
Don't allow. Button. Okay. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Weather. Gosford. Mostly sunny. 24 degrees. Monday. High 29. Low 18.
Okay, so that's really
the information. Double tap to show detailed information.
And press the home button down the bottom to come out of that app, the weather app.
Home. Weather. Double tap to open.
And of course, if I didn't want to use that slide control down towards the bottom to get to the next screen, I can do a three-finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 2. Extras folder. Two
that
apps.
Takes me to the next
double
screen.
Double tap to open.
And that's a folder called the Extras folder that I could one-finger double tap on now.
Extras. Heading.
Okay,
text
one finger
field.
Flick to the right.
Contacts.
There's contacts.
Calculator.
And calculator. Okay,
double
so
tap
I press
to
the
open.
Home button. Close the folder.
Extras folder. Two apps.
Now, if I was to press the home button
double
again,
tap to open.
It would take me back to the main home screen, or I can do a three-finger flick to the right.
Page 1 of 2. Messages.
And
five
we're back
and red
to
messages.
The main home screen.
Double tap to open.
And if I want to bring up the spotlight to search my iPhone currently, because I'm already sitting on an icon on the home screen, I can now do a three-finger flick down.
Search field is editing. Character mode.
And that brings
search
up
iPhone.
Spotlight search for the iPhone. So I press the home button again.
Messages. 5 and red messages.
Okay, I'm back to the main home screen. So remember, it's a three-finger flick down if you're on the status menu to bring up notifications. But if you're sitting on an icon on your main home screen, three-finger flick down will open up the spotlight search for you. And of course, to lock the iPhone, I press the power button at the top right-hand side of the phone. And you
screen
had to
locked.
Click, and it said screen lock with voiceover. If I want to wake the iPhone up again, I press the home button.
1:19 p.m.
If I do a touch the middle of the screen, three finger flick to the right.
Page 1 of 2.
That's the passcode keypad, so if I touch the screen.
4, 1.
There's 1.
3.
3.
2.
2.
0.
0.
Hold to enter the plus symbol, messages. 5 and red messages.
Okay, and I'm
double
back
tap to
the
open.
Main home screen of my phone unlocked. So I lock it again.
Screen locked.
And let me just make sure that Siri's running. Hello, Siri.
Good afternoon, David.
Sounds good to me. So just let me lock my screen again with the power button at the top.
Screen locked.
And that concludes this demonstration of the iPhone 5C, physical description and setup, plus some general information about navigating the main home screen and some gestures for voiceover. Thanks for listening as always, and bye for now.